Mark tell about Jesus. Mark chapter 1. You in here, the Jesus story. He the Christ guy. The special guy God went send. He God, boy. This the time, the good kind stuff about Christ stuff for happen. Isaiah, the guy that went talk for God long time before time, he write this inside the Bible. God tell, listen up. I gonna send my messenger guy. He gonna go ahead of you for get everything ready before you come. Cause you my real special guy, you know. Inside the boonies, my messenger guy can talk real loud and real strong for everybody here. Hey, make the road ready for the one in charge. Make them straight for him. That time, the guy John show up inside the boonies and baptize the people. He stay teach.
You guys gotta come sorry and like no do all the bad kind stuff you stay do now and no do them no more. Then God go and let you guys go and handle all your shame. That's why I stay baptize people.
All the people from Judea side and Jerusalem town, they go to the boonies for listening John. They tell him for real kind, all the bad kind stuff they went do. And he baptized them inside the Jordan River. You know, John clothes come from the camel hair. And he make one rope out of leather for one belt. He eat grasshoppers and he get honey from the bees. This what he tell.
After me, go and come another guy. You get more power than me. And you know what? I not even important enough for go down and help him handle his slippers. I baptize you guys with water, but the way he going baptize you guys, he going give you the good and special spirit for take over you.
That time, Jesus come from Nazareth town, Galilee side, and John baptized him inside the Jordan River. Right then, Jesus come up out of the water. And you know what? Jesus see the sky broke open and spark God's spirit come down on top him, just like one dove. And wow, get one voice from the sky, Dell.
You my boy, I for real kind get love and aloha for you. And I stay good inside, cause of you.
Right after that, God's spirit make Jesus go inside the boonies. Had wild animals over there. Jesus, he stay there 40 days. Satan try pressure him for make him do bad kind stuff. But Jesus never. And had angel messenger guys from God that come and take care of him. Latest, King Herod show John the baptizer guy inside the prison. After that, Jesus go Galilee side and he tell the people the good stuff from God. He tell,
time already. God stay king here now. You guys gotta come sorry for all the bad kind stuff you guys stay do and no do them no more. And the good stuff from God I stay tell you guys about, you guys gotta stay sure that stay for real kind.
That time, Jesus stay walking by Galilee Lake. And he spark Simon and his brother Andrew. They stay throw net inside the water, cause they fishermen. Jesus tell them,
hey, you guys, go come with me. Be my guys. The way you guys fish for fish, I'm going to teach you guys how to fish for people.
Right then and there, they leave their nets and go with him. When they go from there, he spark James and his brother John, Zebedee, their father. They inside the boat for fix their nets. Right then and there, he tell them for come with him for be his guys. They go away from their father, Zebedee, that stay inside the boat with the worker guys, and they go with Jesus. Jesus and his guys, they go Capernaum town on the Jew rest day. They go inside the Jew church. Jesus start for teach the people. What he teach them? Blow their mind, because he teach with plenty power. Not like the teacher guys that teach the rules from God. And them guys, no more power. Get one guy inside a Jew church with one bad spirit that went take over him. Right then and there, he yell,
whoa! You Jesus from Nazareth! What you like do to us? How come you come over here? For wipe us out or what? I know who you. You're the good and special guy from God.
Jesus scolded the bad spirit.
Shut your mouth. Let go the guy.
Then the bad spirit shake up the guy plenty. The spirit yell real loud. Then he let go the guy. The people, that blow their mind. They tell each other,
"Hey, what's this? What kind of you teaching this? This guy, he get power. You can tell the bad kind spirits what for do. And they do them."
Right then and there, the people go all over Galilee side for tell everybody about Jesus. Right then and there, Jesus them go outside the Jew church, and they go Simon and Andrew house. James and John go too. Simon mother-in-law get one fever. Simon them tell Jesus,
"Hey, her sick, you know."
Jesus go and take her by the hand and pull her up. Right then, the fever pow, and her give them food. When the sun go down and the rest they pow, the people bring all the sick people and the people that get bad spirits that take over them. All the people from the towns, they crowd outside the house. Jesus make plenty people that get all kind sick come good. He make all the bad kind spirits no bother the people no more. He tell the spirits,
"No talk."
Cause they know who him. Real early morning time, when start for get light, Jesus get up and go out of the house. He go one place where no more nobody and pray over there. Simon them go look for him. They find him and they tell,
"Hey, everybody stay looking for you, you know."
But he tell,
"Never mind. We gotta go to other towns around here cause I gotta teach there too. That's why I went come."
So, he teach inside all the Jew churches all over Galilee and make all the bad kind spirits no bother the people no more. Have one leper guy go by Jesus and go down in front him and beg him. He tell,
"If you like, you can make me come good for me go to other people for pray, huh?"
Jesus look at him and he pity him. He touch the guy and tell,
"Okay, I do him. Go come good."
Right then and there, the leper guy come good. He no more the leper kind sick no more. Jesus talk strong to the guy. He tell him,
"Hey, you better not tell nobody about this. Go, let the priest guy check you out. Don't forget make the kind sacrifice now. Just like Moses went tell inside the rules from God. Then everybody gonna know that you stay good now."
Then he tell him for go. But the guy, he go outside and tell everybody what went happen to him. That's why Jesus no can stay inside the towns, but he gotta stay outside by the boonies. And the people, they stay calm from all over the place for hear him. Mark chapter 2. Couple days later, Jesus go back Capernaum, where he was before time. The people hear that Jesus stay home now. That's why plenty people come together and no had room inside, no can even go near the door. And Jesus teach them. Some guys come by Jesus. For them, carry one guy that no can move. Get plenty people. That's why they no can bring him near Jesus. So they go up on top the flat roof and make one big puka inside the roof. Right over the place where Jesus stay. They put the guy on top his mat and put him down real slow in front Jesus. When Jesus see that, he figure,
"Hey, wow, these guys trust me for real kind that I gonna make their friend come good."
Then he tell the guy,
"Hey, my boy, you know all the bad kind stuff you and do before time. I tell you now, the shame for all that power already."
But get some teacher guys there that teach the rules from God. They think,
"Eh, who this guy for talk like that? He talk bad about God. Only God can let the guy go and him out of shame for the bad kind stuff."
But right then, Jesus know inside what they think. He tell,
"How come you guys think bad kind stuff like that? I do for real kind guy, and I like show proof to you guys that I get the right inside this world for let the people go and him out of shame they get for the bad kind stuff they went do. But easy for talk about him or the shame. Anybody can talk like that, but not easy for do them. Same thing. Easy for tell one guy that no can move. Hey, stand up and move around. Anybody can talk like that, but not easy for do them. But now, I'm going to show proof, you guys. I'm going to make this sick guy come strong.
That's why he taught a guy.
Hey, stand up. Take your mat and go home already.
That's why the guy stand up, pick up the mat, and go outside in front of all them. That blow their mind big time. They tell,
this unreal. This never happened before time. This God, he awesome.
Jesus go by the lake. Plenty people come by him, and he teach them. Then he walk away from there, and he spark Levi. Levi father named Alphaeus. Levi stay by the tax place for collect money for the government. Jesus tell him,
hey, go come be my guy.
Levi stand up and go with him. Jesus go Levi house for eat. Had plenty guys that collect tax money for the government and other guys that get one bad rep just like them that like hang out with Jesus. They all stay eating there with Jesus and his guys. Had some Pharisee guys there that teach the rules from God. They see Jesus there stay eating with all the tax guys and other kind people that get one bad rep just like them. That's why they tell Jesus guys,
hey, your teacher, how come you stay eating with the tax guys and other kind people that get on bad rep?
Jesus hear that, and he tell them,
the people that are not sick, they don't need doctor. Only the sick guys need. Me, I never come for tell the good kind people for come by me for be my guys, as the people that get one bad rep that I tell for come.
John guys and the Pharisee guys, they skip food when they pray. Some people come and tell Jesus,
how come John the baptizer guys and the Pharisee guys skip food when they pray? But the guys you say teach, how come they not skip food?
Jesus tell them,
what do you think? For sure you no go in wedding and skip food. When the guy that get married stay there, no ways. Bumbai, the time gonna come when they gonna take away the guy that get married. And then that's when his friends gonna skip food. For fix up on old puka clothes, you're not gonna take on new piece cloth that no shrink. Yet for cover the puka, you go do that. Then when you wash them, the new piece gonna shrink plenty and make one more bigger puka, and you make the old clothes more worse. And same thing, you don't put grape juice for make wine inside one old kind leather bag and close up for let them ferment. You do that, the new wine gonna come more plenty and bust the wine bag, and the wine gonna spill out. The old leather no good no more. More better, you put new wine inside one new kind leather bag.
Another time was a Jew rest day. Jesus and his guys walked through the wheat fields. The guys pick little bit wheat for eat, but had Pharisee guys over there that tell Jesus,
Allah, these guys, you say teach them, but still yet, they stay do the kind of stuff they're not supposed to do on the rest day.
Jesus tell them,
what? You guys never read inside the Bible what King David would do when him and his guys was hungry. When Abiathar was the main priest, David go inside God's house and eat the bread that's special for God. But no can do that kind, because the rules from God tell that only the priest guys can eat that bread. But David, he give them to his guys too, and nobody tell nothing.
Then Jesus tell,
you know, God never make the people for the rest day. He make the rest day for the people. That's why I don't want they get the right for tell what for do on the rest day. Because I had a for real kind guy.
Mark chapter 3. Another time, Jesus go inside the Jew church. Have one guy there. He's one hand, no work no more. Get some guys there. They stay checking out Jesus real good. If you go make the guy come good on the rest day, because they like point finger him. So Jesus taught a guy with a hand that no work no more.
Hey, come here in front of everybody.
Then Jesus taught a people.
So what? The rules tell you can do good kind stuff on the rest day, or you can do bad kind. What are you supposed to do? Kill people or help them? What the rules tell, huh?
But the Pharisee guys, they never have nothing for tell. Jesus look at all the people real good. He stay real hoo-hoo. Same time, he feel sad because they hard head. Then he tell the guy,
stick out your hand.
And the guy stick him out. And the hand come good. But the Pharisee guys, they only like stick with their rules. They go outside. And right then and there, they go talk to King Herod guys. How they gonna kill Jesus. Then Jesus and his guys go away and stay by the lake. Plenty people from Galilee go with him. And get people from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, from the other side of the Jordan River, from Tyre side and Sidon side. They all come because they hear all the kind stuff Jesus they do. Get choked plenty people. That's why Jesus tell his guys for make ready one boat for him go inside them and then the people no squash him. Jesus make plenty sick people come good. That's why all the other sick people there, they go all out for touch him. Had people over there with bad kind spirits that take over them. Whenever they see Jesus, they go down in front of him and yell,
you got boy!
But Jesus taught our spirits,
you guys better not tell nobody who me.
Then Jesus go to the hills. He tell the guys he like pick.
Hey, come.
And they come. He pick 12 guys. He tell,
I like you guys stay by me. I like teach you guys. Laters, I'm going to send you guys all over the place. And then you guys going to teach the people. And I'm going to give you guys power too. For make the bad kind spirits no bother the people no more.
This the 12 guys he pick for send all over the place. Simon, the guy Jesus called Peter. James and his brother John. Zebedee boys. He call them the thunder guys. Because they're the kind guys that like make big noise. Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, Alphaeus boy James, Thaddeus, Simon, the Jew sovereignty guy, and Judas Iscariot. He the guy that going set up Jesus for Make Bombay. Then Jesus go home. Plenty people come, just like before time. That's why Jesus and his guys no can eat. When Jesus or Hana hear that, they go for take him away. They tell,
he won't go pupule.
Some teacher guys that teach the rules from God come from Jerusalem. They tell,
this guy, the leader for the bad kind spirits, would take over him for sure. Beelzebul, you know. That's why he can make the bad kind spirits no bother the people no more.
Jesus tell them,
hey, you guys come over here. I like tell you one story for teach you guys something. You figure Satan gonna make Satan guys let go to people, eh? No way. The Ohana that go against each other, no can stay strong. The country that go against each other only boss up their country. If Satan split and go against his guys, then he boss up Satan. He no can stay strong. He gonna come wipe out. That's why no good how you guys stay think. How you figure one guy gonna go boss inside one big moke house and rip off his stuff? If he no tie up the moke first, Dan can steal everything. That's right. And I like tell you guys this too. God can let the people go and handle their shame for all the bad kind stuff they do, even if they talk bad about God. But if they talk bad about the good and special spirit, God gonna tell laters to that. So if they talk like that, God not gonna let them go and handle their shame for that. Not now or ever.
Jesus tell all that because the teacher guys been tell he get one bad kind spirit that would take over him. Then Jesus' mother and brothers come. Get plenty people stay seat around him. So his mother and brothers stay outside. They send one guy inside for get him. The people tell him,
hey, your mother and your brothers and sisters, they outside and they like talk to you.
He tell them,
what you guys figure? Who my mother? Who my brothers?
He look all the guys that stay seat around him. And tell,
look, here, these guys my mother, and these guys, they my brothers and sisters, for real kind. Whoever do what God like, they my brother and sister and mother.
Mark chapter 4. Another time, Jesus teach by the lake. Plenty people come around him. So he go inside one boat and sit down there. The boat stay inside the lake. The people, they stay stand on the beach. He tell plenty stories for teach them. This what he tell.
Listen up. You guys gonna hear the farmer guy's story. He go throw seeds for plant. Some fall down by the trail, and the birds eat them up. Some fall down on top the rocks, where had only little bit dirt. The plants grow up fast, no matter only little bit dirt there. But when the sun come up, the plants dry up, cause no more deep root. Other seed fall down inside the kind bushes with thorns. The bushes grow up and choke the wheat, so no more wheat. Other seed, they fall down inside the good dirt, and they grow up good and come up plenty. Some seed, they give back 30 times more. Some other seed give back 60 times more. And some seed even give back 100 times more.
Jesus tell.
If you guys hear this, then listen up real good.
When Jesus stay only with the 12 guys he stay teach and some other people, they ask him what the stories mean. He tell.
God let you guys know all the stuff about how he stay king. But the other people on the outside, I tell stories for teach them. That's for make happen, just like Isaiah when tell that God tell. They see what I stay do, but they no can see for real kind. They hear what I tell, but they no can hear for real kind. If they for real kind for seeing here, then they gonna change. And I gonna let them go and handle their shame for all the bad kind stuff they went do.
Jesus tell them.
You guys no understand this story. Then how you guys gonna understand the other stories? The farmer plant the seed. He just let a guy that tell what God tell. The seed that fall down by the trail, that's just like when one guy hear what God tell, and right then and there, Satan come and jam up the guy, so he no can remember what he went hear. The seed that fall down on top the rocks, that's just like when one guy hear what God tell, and right then and there, he stay plenty good inside. But the guy, he just let a plant that no more deep root inside him. He stick with him for a short time, but when get trouble, or when the people make him suffer, cause he trust the stuff he went hear, the guy give up right then and there. The seed that fall down inside the kind bushes with thorns. That's just like when one guy hear what God tell. But Bombay, the guy all bought about all the stuffs he needed inside this world. He let come rich and all that throw him off. That's why all that stuff choke out all the things God tell that was inside him. He no can do the right things. He just like one wheat plant that no can give wheat because they growing inside the kind bushes with thorns. The seed that fall down inside the good dirt. That's just like when one guy hear what God tell and trust him. The guy do the right things. Just like a good plant that give wheat. All the good stuff the guy do, he do them 30 times more. Some guys do them 60 times more. And some other guys 100 times more.
Then Jesus tell them.
Hey, try tell me this. You bring the lamp for put them under one bowl. Or you put them under the bed. Nah. You can put them on top the shelf for you see the light, eh? Okay then. Whatever you don't understand now. You're going to understand Bombay. If you guys hear this, then listen up real good.
He tell them this too.
Think real good about what you hear. If you do that, God going to give you even more for know. If you guys understand all the kind stuff, then God going to tell you more. But if you guys don't like know all that stuff, then God going to make you forget even the little bit you know now.
Jesus tell them another story. He tell.
When God stay king, that's just like one farmer that throw the seeds all over the ground. Nighttime and daytime, no matter he sleep or wake up, the plant gonna poke the head up from the ground and gonna grow, even if the farmer guy don't know how. The dirt no need nobody for help him make the wheat. First the stalk come, then the head, then the food inside the head. When the wheat come ripe, the farmer harvest them with the sickle because they stay ready.
Jesus tell him another story.
God, he stay king. What story I get for tell you guys for you understand? When God stay king, that's just like one mustard seed. That seed more small than all the other seeds, you know, if get one guy plant them inside his field. And the seed grow, the plant come more big than all the other plants in the garden. The branch is real big, as how the birds from the sky sit on top of them in the shade.
Jesus teach the people with plenty stories like that. He only tell them stuff they can understand. He never teach them other stuff. Only with stories, but every time he's the only with the guys he's they teach, he tell them what the stories mean. That time, after the sun go down, Jesus tell his guys,
Hey, we go to the other side of the lake.
They leave all the people, and Jesus guys take him inside the boat. And other boats there too. Then get one big storm over there. The waves, they're bossing over the boat. And the boat, almost hooly. But Jesus still yet stay sleep in the back on one pillow. His guys go wake him up and tell him,
"Hey, teacher, you don't care what's going mucky or what?"
Jesus get up and scold the wind and the waves. He tell,
"Quiet, come calm."
Then the wind died down and the water come calm. And he tell his guys,
"How come you guys scared? You don't trust me or what?"
They so scared. They tell each other,
"Hey, what kind of guy is? Even the wind and the waves do what he tell them for do."
Mark chapter 5. After that, Jesus them go the other side of the lake, where the Gerasa people stay. When Jesus get out of the boat, one guy that get one bad kind spirit that went take over him come from the graveyard. He every time stay inside the graveyard. The bad spirit make him real strong. That's why nobody tie him up, not even with chains. Before time, they went tie the guy hand and feet plenty times with the chains, but he went boss him. Nobody stay strong enough to hold the guy down. Nighttime and daytime, the guy every time yell from the graveyard and the hills and cut his body with stones. When the guy see Jesus far away, he run and go down in front him. Jesus tell him,
"Let go the guy, you bad kind spirit, you."
The guy yell real loud,
"What you like do to me, Jesus? The God that's more important than all the other gods. You his boy. Promise to God, you not gonna make me suffer."
Then Jesus tell him,
"Hey, what your name?"
And the bad kind spirit tell him,
"My name Ami, because those guys, we occupy the spirits."
The spirit begged Jesus plenty times,
"Hey, don't send us out of this place."
On the other side of the hill, there one big pig farm, and the pigs stay grinding. The bad kind spirits beg Jesus,
"Send us inside the pigs. Us like take over them."
Jesus tell them,
"Go."
So the bad spirits let go the guy and take over the pigs. Get about 2,000 pigs over there. And you know what? All the pigs run down one steep hill and fall over one cliff above the lake and drown inside the water. Then the pig guys run inside the town and all the place around there and tell everybody what went happen. All the people from the town go for see. When they come by Jesus, they spark the guy that before get the uku pile of bad kind spirits that went take over him. He look different now. He all dress up and not pupule no more. That's why the people come real scared. The other guys that see what went happen, they tell the people what happened to the guy with the bad kind spirits and the pigs. Then the people start for beg Jesus for go away from there. When Jesus climb inside the boat, the guy that the bad kind spirits went take over before time tell,
"Try let me go with you."
But Jesus tell,
"No, go home to Johanna and tell them all the good kind stuff the one in charge will do for you. He pity you and give you chance."
So the guy go away and tell everybody in the 10 towns what Jesus went do for him. And what he tell all the people, that blow their mind. Then Jesus come back in the boat to the other side of the lake. And plenty people come around him when he's still near the lake. One leader guy from the Jew church, Jairus, come there. He spark Jesus and go down on his knees by Jesus' feet and beg him plenty.
My little girl, she only 12 years old and she little more mocky. Try come put your hand on top of her for her come good and stay alive.
So Jesus go with Jairus, and all the people go with Jesus. They choke plenty. That's why they push around him. Get one wahine with the people. She stay bleed for 12 years. She suffer plenty, no matter plenty doctors when try make her good. She went spend all her money, but she never come good. She come worse. She hear about Jesus, so she come behind him with all the people around him. and she touch his clothes. She think,
if I only touch his clothes, I gonna come good one more time.
Right then and there, her bleeding power, and she no suffer no more. Same time, Jesus feel power go out of him. He turn around and look all the people. He tell,
hey, who ain't touch my clothes?
His guys tell,
how come you tell that? Get uku pile of people stay pushing around you. But you tell, who touch me?
Jesus look around for see who ain't touch him. The wahine, she know what went happen to her. She's scared and shaking. She go down by Jesus' feet and tell him the whole story. And Jesus tell her,
sister, you entrust me. That's why you come good. Go now. Nothing gonna bother you. And you no gonna suffer no more.
Jesus still stay talking. And some guys come from Jairus' house, the leader guy for the Jew church. They tell him,
your little girl Maki, or better you no bother the teacher no more.
But Jesus no listen them. He tell Jairus,
no scared, only trust me.
Jesus only let Peter, James, and James' brother John go with him. They come Jairus' house. Jesus see all the people and hear him stay making big noise and crying. He go inside and tell,
hey, how come you guys stay making big noise and crying? The girl never mock it. Her only stay sleeping.
They laugh at him. So he chase them all outside and take the girl, father and mother, and his three guys, and they go inside the room where the girl stay. He take the girl hand and tell her,
Talitha kum.
That mean, hey, little girl, stand up. Aramaic language. Right then and there, her stand up and walk around. And the people right then and there, their jaws drop. Then he tell them,
you guys better not tell nobody about this. Now go make her something for eat.
Mark chapter 6. Jesus go away from there and go back his place Nazareth, and his guys go too. When the rest day come, he go inside a Jew church and teach the people. Plenty people tell,
wow! Where you get all this stuff from? How come you know all this? Where you get the power for do all this awesome stuff? For sure that's the carpenter guy, eh? His mother Mary and his brothers James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon. His sisters, they stay here with us too?
This bother them, how we stay act. But Jesus tell them,
one guy that talk for God, get plenty respect. But he no more respect nothing inside his town and his ohana.
And Jesus figure,
hey, how come they don't trust me?
That's why he no do awesome stuff over there for show his power. He put his hands on top little bit people and make them come good. That's why Jesus go out of small towns for teach other people. He call his 12 guys together and send them out 2 by 2. He give them the power for make the bad kind spirits no bother the people no more. This what he tell his guys.
Only take little bit for the trip. Only your stick for walk. No take bread. No even take one bag or money in your belt. Take your slippers, but no take 2 coats. When you guys go inside one guy house, stay there till you go away from the town. And if the people in the place know like you come and know like listen you, when you go out of that town, shake the dust off your feet for sure that you no more dust from that no good place.
After that, Jesus' guys all go out and tell the people,
you gotta come sorry for all the bad kind stuff you and do, and no do them no more.
And they make plenty bad kind spirits no bother the people no more. And they put olive oil on top plenty sick people and make them come good. That time, King Herod went steal his brother Philip's wife Herodias and marry her. But John the Baptist guy, they tell him,
you're not supposed to steal your brother's wife.
That's why Herod bust John and throw him in the prison. Herodias stay peace off with John and like kill him. But she no can. Herod, he scared John, that's why. He know that John one guy that every time do the right thing. Cause he all out for God. That's why Herod no let nobody hurt John. When Herod listen John, Herod come all mix up, but still yet He like listen him. And then Herod birthday time come, Herod throw on big luau. He tell all the high maka guys from his palace, the army officers, and all the leader guys from Galilee for come. Herodias girl come inside the place and dance. And Herod and all the other guys like the dance. So King Herod tell the girl,
Whatever you like. I swear to God I gonna give them to you. I even give you half of everything I get, cause I the king.
She go out and tell her mother,
what I going tell?
And the mother tell her,
go tell him, forgive you John the Baptizer guy head.
The girl go back inside real fast by the king and tell him,
I like you give me John the Baptizer guy head on top of big plate right now.
The king come real sorry because he went swear to God in front of all his friends. He don't like tell no. That's why, right then and there, he tell the God guy for go and cut off John's head and bring him. The guy go and cut off John's head inside a prison. He bring the head on top one big plate and give him to the girl. And she give him to her mother. Then the guys John teach, they hear about that, and they come and take his body and put him inside one tomb. Latest, King Herod hear about all the stuff Jesus they do, because everybody hear about him. Some people tell,
John the Baptizer guy come back alive. That's why this guy Jesus get power inside him for do all this awesome kind stuff.
Some other people tell,
nah, he Elijah.
And other people tell,
he another guy that talk for God. Just like the guys that would talk for God long time before time.
But when King Herod hear that, he tell,
I went tell my guys for go chop off John's head, but now he stay come back alive.
After that, the guys Jesus went send all over the place come back and come by Jesus. They tell him all the stuff they went do and what they went teach the people. But had choked plenty people stay come and go. Jesus them never have chance for eat, so he tell his guys,
come, we go in place where nobody stay for rest over there a little bit.
So they go over there inside the boat. But choke plenty people see him stay going, and they know who Jesus, so they run from the towns and get there before the guys in the boat get there. When Jesus get out of the boat, he see all the people. He get pity for them, cause they just like the sheeps that no one sheep guy for take care of them. Right then and there, he start for teach them plenty stuff. When the sun go down, Jesus guys come by him and tell,
wow, part of the time already. And no more nothing for eat over here. Go tell the people, go to the towns and buy something for eat.
But Jesus tell them,
nah, they don't need go. You guys, you give them something for eat.
They tell,
I's gotta work 8 months for make the money for buy enough bread for feed all these people. You like us guys go buy them?
Jesus tell them,
go see how much bread you get.
They go and come back and tell,
get 5 bread and 2 fish.
He tell,
tell all the people for sit down on top the green grass. 50 people here, 100 people there.
So they sit down. Then Jesus take the 5 bread and the 2 fish. He look up to the sky and tell God he get one good heart for give the people food. Then he broke up the bread and give them to his guys. And the guys give them to the people. And he broke up the 2 fish for everybody. They all eat and come full. His guys pick up 12 big baskets full with all the leftovers. Had 5,000 guys there that eat the bread. Right then and there, Jesus tell his guys for go inside the boat and go bedside of town before he go there. He send all the people home. When all the people go away, he go up the mountain for pray. When that time come, no more nobody stay there on the land by him. The boat go out in the middle of the lake. He spark his guys, they trying for row the boat, but they no can, cause the winds they blow hard. Real early in the morning, Jesus come by them. He stay walking on top the water. He act like he going pass by them. When they spark him stay walking on top the water, they figure he one ghost. They yell cause they real scared. Right then and there, he tell them,
come strong, this me. No need come scared.
Then he climb inside a boat with them, and the wind died down. The guys, that blow their mind. They never understand how he went feed all the people bread, cause they're real hard head. Then Jesus them all go the other side of the lake, and they throw the anchor out by Gennesaret town. They climb out of the boat, and the people over there know who Jesus. So they run all over the place for bring the sick people on top their mats to where they hear Jesus stay. Wherever Jesus go, in the big and small towns and the countryside, they take the sick people by the open marketplace and they beg him come for the sick people touch his clothes, and all the people that touch him come good. Mark chapter 7. Then some Pharisee guys and teacher guys that teach the rules from God go from Jerusalem by Jesus. They spoke Jesus guys how they eat. Before they eat, they don't wash their hands the way the Pharisee guys tell they gotta wash them. You know, the Pharisee guys and all the Jew guys, they don't eat till they wash their hands. But they supposed to wash them just like the ancestor guys when pass them down from long time before time. When they come back from the market, they don't eat till they wash their hands that way. Get plenty other stuffs they gotta do like that. First, they gotta wash the cups, the pitchers, and the pots just right. The way their ancestor guys been teach them for them eat. So the Pharisee guys and the teacher guys that teach the rules from God, they tell Jesus,
"Hey, the guys is they teach, no good how they act. How come they don't act the way the ancestor guys passed down for us act from long time before time? They don't wash their hands that way before they eat."
Jesus tell them,
"The guy Isaiah went talk for God long time before time. And for sure he talk about you guys. Because you guys tell one thing and do another. Isaiah went write this. God tell, these people, they tell they get respect for me. But inside, they stay far from me. They go down and pray to me, but they only waste time. What they teach, that's only what some people tell we got to do."
Jesus tell,
"You guys don't like do what God they tell you for do. You guys only do what other people from before time pass down for you do."
And he tell them,
"You guys just like a sly mongoose, eh? You guys know how for dumb the rules from God, for you guys stick with what some people ain't teach you long time before time. Moses went tell, show respect for your father and mother. He tell this too. Whoever swear at his father or mother, gotta kill him. But you teacher guys tell, if a guy gets something that he can use them for help his father or mother, he can tell them, I no gonna use them for help you guys, cause Bombay are gonna give them to God. Then you guys tell the guy no need help his father or mother. You guys make no good what God went tell you for do. So you can stick with the kind stuff your ancestor guys went passed down for us know from long time before time. You guys do plenty other things like that and pass them down for the other people for do them too."
Then Jesus tell the people,
"Go come, listen and try understand. What you guys put inside your mouth, no mean you peel out inside and no can pray because of that. But what come out of your mouth, that's what make you peel out inside and no can pray. If you guys hear this, then listen up real good."
Laters, he go away from the people and go inside one house. And the guys he teach, stay come and tell.
"Try tell us what the story mean that he tell for teach?"
He tell them,
"What? You guys still yet no understand. You just like the other people. You gotta figure this way. Whatever go inside somebody, no can make him come peel out inside for no pray. Cause that thing no go inside the heart, but go inside the stomach and Bombay come out."
When Jesus tell that, he make him okay for eat any kind stuff. Then Jesus tell,
"The kind stuff that come out of one guy, that's what make him peel out inside for him no pray. Get all kind bad kind stuff come out from inside people. That's how everybody think how they can do bad kind stuff. They're not married to the one they fool around with. They rip off the other people. They murder people. They married and still yet go fool around. They like grab everything for only them. They feel good only when they do bad kind stuff. They like boo light the other guy. They no more shame for any kind. Bother them when the other guy gets something good. They talk bad about other people. They get big head. They act stupid because they don't like think. All that bad kind stuff, that's what come from inside. That's why people stay peel out inside and they no can pray.
From there, Jesus go tie aside. He go inside one house, and he no like nobody know where he stay. But no can. Everybody find out. Get one wahine from the Phoenicia people, Syria side. Her Greek, not Jew, from the kind people that the Jews call dogs. Her little girl get one bad kind spirit that went take over her and make her do all kind stuff. The mother hear about Jesus, and right then and there she go by him. She go down by his feet and beg him for make the bad kind spirit no bother her girl no more. Jesus tell,
first, gotta feed the kids, you know. No good take the food from the kids and throw them down to the dogs.
She tell,
that's right, mister. But even the dogs under the table eat what fall down from the table, eh?
Jesus tell her,
wow, you trust me for real kind. Go home. The bad kind spirit gone already from your girl.
So she go back home. There was the girl. She stay rest on top the bed. And she no more bad kind spirit. Jesus held on from Tyre's side and go through Sidon to Galilee Lake near the 10 towns. They bring one guy that no can hear or talk right. They beg Jesus to put his hands on top the guy. Jesus take him by the side when never have nobody. Then he stick his finger inside the guy's ears and spit and touch the guy's tongue. Jesus look up to the sky and moan and tell,
Ephata.
That mean, open up. And right then and there, the guy's ears and his tongue come good, and he can talk good. Jesus tell those guys,
no tell nobody about this.
But the more he tell that, the more they go tell. All this for real kind blow the people mind. They tell,
this guy, he for sure do everything good. He make the people that before no can hear, now can hear. And the people that before no can talk, now can talk.
Mark chapter 8. That time, plenty people come around Jesus. They no more food. So he tell his guys to come by him. He tell,
hey, I get pity for the people. They stay here with me 3 days already, and they no more nothing for eat. I don't like send them away hungry. But by they gonna pass out on the way home. You know, some people ain't come from far away.
But his guys tell,
hey, we stay in the boonies, you know, and get plenty people. Where we gonna find enough food for feed them?
But Jesus tell,
how much bread you guys get?
They tell him,
7 small breads.
So Jesus tell the people for sit down on top the ground, and he take the 7 breads and tell God,
mahalo plenty
for them. Then he broke them up and give them to his guys, and the guys give them to all the people. Had some small fish too. So Jesus tell God he get one good heart for give him the food. He tell his guys for give him to the people. They all eat and come full. And Jesus guys pick up the leftovers. 7 big baskets full. Had about 4,000 guys there that went eat. Then he tell them,
go home now.
Right then and there he go inside one boat with his guys. They go Dalmanuta side. The Pharisee guys come for make argue with Jesus. They like point finger him. That's why they tell,
do something awesome like that. For us guys see proof that you come from God in the sky.
Jesus moan from deep inside and tell,
how come the people nowadays every time like see something awesome? That's how they stay. But I tell you guys, they not gonna see nothing.
Then he go away from them, go back inside the boat and go the other side of the lake. Jesus guys went forget the bread. Only had 1 small bread there inside the boat. Jesus tell them,
watch out for the yeast from the Pharisee guys and King Herod. They just like the yeast that make the bread more big.
Jesus guys, they talk and try to figure out what he mean. They tell,
he stay talk like that because we never bring bread.
Jesus know what they stay talk about. And he tell,
what you guys stay talk about? No more bread. You guys no understand still yet. You guys hard head, that's why. You guys get eyes but no can see, and ears but no can hear. You guys forget already or what? When I went broke up the 5 breads for the 5,000 guys, how much big baskets leftovers you and pick up after?
They tell.
12!
And the 7 breads that went feed 4,000 guys, how much big baskets leftovers you and pick up after?
They tell.
7!
Jesus tell them.
You guys, you still yet no understand who me.
Jesus them go Bethsaida. Some people bring one blind guy and beg Jesus for touch him. He take the blind guy by the hand, and they go outside that small town. Jesus spit on the guy's eyes and put his hands on top of him and tell him,
what you see now?
The guy look up and tell,
I see people, but they look just like trees that walk around.
Then Jesus put his hands on top the guy's eyes one more time. The guy opened his eyes wide. His eyes come good, and he can see everything real good. Then Jesus tell him,
go home, but no go inside the town.
Jesus them go to small towns, Caesarea side, the place King Philip went built. When they stay go, he tell them,
hey, who do people tell who me?
They tell.
Some people tell, you John, the baptizer guy. Get other people that tell, you Elijah. And get other people that tell you just like the other guys, they will talk for God before time.
Then Jesus tell.
Okay then, what about you guys? Who you guys think me?
Peter tell.
You the Christ guy, the special guy God went send.
Then Jesus tell his guys.
No go tell nobody that I the special guy God went send.
Then Jesus start for teach his guys. He tell.
I the for real kind guy. You know, and I gotta suffer plenty. All the older leaders, the main priest guys, and the teacher guys that teach the rules from God, they're gonna figure I'm not for real, and they're gonna kill me for that. But I'm gonna come back alive after 3 days.
He no hold back about this. Then Peter take him on the side and scold him. He tell,
eh, no way, boss. No way that's gonna happen to you.
But Jesus turn around, look at his guys, and scold Peter. He tell,
get out of my way. You stay act just like Satan. You think just like the people think, not just like God think.
Then he tell all the people and his guys for come by him. He tell,
whoever like stay tight with me, gotta make up their mind that I gonna be the boss over them, not them. Gonna be hard, just like as hard for mocking on top on cross. But when me, not them, the boss over them, then they can stay tight with me. If bother you that you gon' mock it, for sure you gon' mock it. But if you like do everything you do for me and for teach the good stuff from God and no bother you if you mock it for that, then you gon' live for real kind. Poor Horus, one guy get everything inside this world, but the guy end up cut off from God forever and no more the real kind life inside. You figure you rich enough for buy back your life or what? The people nowadays in this world, just let it stay fool around behind God back and do all kinds of stuff they're not supposed to do. Anybody that can shame of me and the things I tell, okay then, when I come back, I'm going to come shame of them because I'm a for real kind guy. I'm going to come back with my special angel guys and I'm going to be awesome, just like my father awesome.
Mark chapter 9. And Jesus tell him,
that's right. And I like tell you this too. Get people that stay stand here now, they're not going to mock it before they see God the King come with power.
After 6 days, Jesus take Peter, James, and John with him up on top on big mountain where no more nobody. Then the same time they stay look at him, Jesus start to look different in front them. His clothes come shiny white, more white than anybody in the world can clean them. And you know what? Right then and there, Elijah and Moses from long time before time show up, and they talk with Jesus. Then Peter tell Jesus,
you know what, boss? Good we stay over here. If you like, I make shacks over here. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah.
He never know what for tell, because they was real scared. Then had one cloud cover them, and one voice from inside the cloud tell,
this my boy, making plenty love and love for you. Hey, listen him.
Right then and there, they look up, but they see only Jesus. After that, Jesus' guys go down the mountain, and Jesus tell them,
No tell nobody what you guys went see. I a for real kind guy. I gon' make, and I gon' come back alive after I make. Then you guys can tell people what you guys went see.
So they never tell nobody, but they say ask each other what he mean when he tell.
I gon' make and come back alive.
They tell,
Hey, the teacher guys that teach the rules from God, how can they tell Elijah gotta come back first before God's special guy gonna show up?
Jesus tell,
That's right. Elijah gotta come back first and make everything ready for God's special guy. So how come the Bible tell that the real kind guy gotta suffer plenty and the people gonna make to him just like he nothing? But I still tell you guys, one guy just like Elijah went come already and the people will make to him any kind, just like the Bible tell about him.
Jesus and his three guys come by his other guys, and they see plenty people there. Some teacher guys that teach the rules from God, they make argue with Jesus guys. Right then and there, the people spot Jesus, and their jaws drop. They run by him. They stay good inside, because he come. He tell them,
Hey, what you guys stay make argue about?
One guy tell,
Teacher, I went bring my boy to you. He on bad spirit that no let him talk. Every time the spirit take over the boy, he throw him to the ground. Then the foam come out of his mouth, and he grind his teeth, and come stiff, just like on board. I will bring him over here, but the guys you say teach, for they make the bad spirit let go of the boy, but they no can.
Jesus tell,
You guys, nowadays nobody trusts God. How long more I gotta be with you guys and take how you guys act? Bring the boy over here.
So they bring him. When the spirit spot Jesus, right then and there, he make the boy start for shake plenty. And he fall down on top the ground and roll all over, and the foam come out of his mouth. Jesus tell the father,
How long he make like that?
He tell,
From small keep time. Plenty times the spirit throw the boy inside the fire or the water for try kill him. If he can do something, try pity us, try help us.
Jesus tell,
What you mean if can? Just gotta trust me, then you can do all kinds of stuff.
Real fast, the father tell,
Eh, I trust you, but try help me trust you more better.
Then plenty people come running. Jesus spark them, and he scold the bad kind spirit. He tell,
Eh, you bad spirit, you. You don't let the boy talk or hear nothing. I tell you, beat it. Let go of him and no come back no more.
Then the spirit yell and throw the boy all over the place. Then he let him go. The boy look just like he mucky. Plenty people tell,
Bombers, he mucky.
But Jesus take the boy hand and pull him up. And the boy stand up. When Jesus go inside the house and only have Jesus and his guys there, they tell him,
How come us no can throw him out?
He tell,
Only can throw him out if you pray.
Jesus them go away from that place and go through Galilee. Jesus not like nobody know where he stay, because he say teach his guys stuff. He tell them,
I the for real kind guy. The people gonna set me up and boss me. They gonna kill me. And on day number 3, I gonna come back alive.
But the guys don't understand what he tell. And they scared for ask him what that mean. Then they go Capernaum. When they inside the house, Jesus tell them,
Hey, what do you guys stay make argue about on the road?
But the guys, they never like tell nothing, because they stay make argue about who the number one guy. Jesus sit down and call the 12 guys. He tell,
You know, whoever like be first, he gotta be last, and he gotta help the other guys.
Then he take one small kid and put him in front them. He put his arms around the kid and tell,
If get somebody that taking one of these kids because he my guy, and he make to the kid, just like the kid his ohana, you know what? The guy that take in the kid, he take me in same time. And that mean not just me, but he take in the one that went send me to.
John tell,
Hey, teacher, I send spark one guy that throw out the bad kind spirits. He tell the spirits, I get Jesus' power for make you guys let go of the people. We tell him, for no do that. Does he not come from us guys?
Jesus tell him.
No try make him stop. Because anybody that do that kind awesome stuff and tell, I get Jesus power for do him. He no gonna talk bad about me right after that. Because whoever not against us, that guy for us. That's right. And I like tell you guys this too. Anybody give you guys water for drink, because you my guys, and not a Christ guy that God went send, guarantees God going to have plenty good kind stuff bump by in the sky for them, because they won't do that. These small kids here, they trust me. If somebody make them pow trust me and do bad kind stuff, mo better take on big stone from the mill and tie him around the guy neck, then throw him inside the ocean for drown. If your hand make you do bad kind stuff, cut him off. Mo better you live to the max forever, no matter no more hand, then you get two hands and go hell, where the fire no peel and the worm no make ever. If your foot make you do bad kind stuff, cut them off. Mo better you live to the max forever, no matter no more foot, then you get 2 feet and go hell, where the fire no peel and the worm no make ever. If your eye make you do bad kind stuff, pull them out. Mo better you get God for your king, no matter no more eye, then you get 2 eyes and go hell, where the fire no peel and the worm no make ever. The priest guys put the sacrifices on top the fire and sprinkle salt on top of them for make them come clean for God. The salt good stuff, but if the salt no do what's supposed to do, how you gonna make them do what's supposed to do one more time? You guys gotta be for real. Just let us salt. No fight no more and try stay good with each other.
Mark chapter 10. Then Jesus go away from that place and go Judea side, the other side of the Jordan River. One more time, plenty people go by him, and he teach them just like he every time do. Some Pharisee guys come for trap him, they tell.
That's right, what? Inside the rules, for one guy go dump his wife.
Jesus tell them.
What rule Moses went give your ancestor guys about that?
They tell.
Moses and tell, gotta give the wife one paper for get one divorce. Then can dump her.
Jesus tell him.
Because all you guys real hard head. That's why Moses wouldn't let you guys dump your wife. But I tell you guys this. When God would make the world, he make one guy and one wahini. And God tell. Because I wouldn't do that. The guy no going to stay with his father and mother no more. He going to stay with his wife. And the guy and the wahini going to be together just like one body. So just like they not two people no more. They just like one. What God went put together, people better not broke them up.
After they go inside the house one more time, the guys he stay teach ask him about that. He tell him.
The guy that dump his wife and go marry another wahini, the way God see him, the first one still stay his wife. The guy only stay fool around the second wahini. And the wahini that dump her husband and go marry another guy, the way God see him, the first guy still stay her husband. The wahini only stay fool around the second guy.
The people bring their small kids by Jesus, because they like him for put his hands on top their heads and tell God for do good things for them. But then Jesus guys scold the people because they went bring the kids and they think the kids going bother Jesus. When Jesus see what his guys they do, he come, hoo. He tell,
let the kids come, no stop them, because the people that make God their king, inside, they just like these kids. That's right. And I like tell you this too. The guy that not just like one small kid inside, God no gonna be his king.
And he hugged the kids and put his hands on top their heads and tell God for do good things for them. When Jesus start for go, one guy run up by him and go down on his knees in front of him and tell,
hey, teacher, you good. Can I ask you one question? What I gotta do for live to the max forever?
Jesus tell,
how come you call me good? Only get one guy that stay good for real kind. That's God. You know the rules from God. No go kill nobody. No go fool around behind a husband or wife back. No rip off nobody. No boo lie any kind about nobody. No cockroach nobody. Show respect for your father and mother.
The guy tell.
Oh, teacher, from small kid time I do all that stuff.
Jesus look at him and get aloha for him. He tell.
Only one thing more you never do that you gotta do. Go sell all the stuff you get and give the money to the poor people. And guarantee you're gonna get the real kind rich stuff up there where God's there. Then come with me for be my guy.
The guy hear that and he come real sad. He go away cause he get plenty rich stuffs that he never like sell. Jesus look around at his guys and tell.
That's why hard for a rich guy forget God for his king.
His guys hear what Jesus tell and that blow their mind. One more time Jesus tell.
Hey, you guys, stay hard, you know, forget God for your king. Stay more easy for a camel go through the puka in one needle than for a rich guy forget God for his king.
They all shocked and they tell each other.
If that's how stay, then who can get out of the bad kind stuff he stay in? No can.
Jesus looked straight at them and tell.
No more nobody that can do them, but only God. He the one that can do them all.
Then Peter tell.
Hey, boss, look. Us guys, we give up everything we get for go with you.
Jesus tell.
That's right. And I stay tell you guys this. Whoever give up their home, their brothers, their sisters, their mother and father, their kids, and their land, for stay tight with me and the good stuff from God, I stay tell you. Bumbai, they're going to get 100 times more plenty stuff, even before they mock it. They're going to get home, brothers, sisters, mother, kids, and land. And another thing they're going to get, people going to make them suffer. And Bumbai, one time going to come when they're going to live to the max forever. Going to get plenty people that like them first, but Bumbai, they're going to come last. And get plenty people that come last, but Bumbai, they're going to come first.
Jesus lead his guys for them all go Jerusalem. Jesus' guys, they all shook up, and the other people that go with them was all scared. One more time, he take the 12 guys by the side of the road and tell them what going to happen. He tell,
hey, listen up. We're going to go Jerusalem, either for real kind guy. One guy going to set me up for the main priest guys, and the guys that teach the rules from God grab me. Then they're going to tell I got a make. They're going to give me to the guys that's not Jew guys. They're going to make fun of me and spit on top of me and whip me and kill me. But on day number 3, I'm going to come back alive.
James and John, Zebedee boys, they come by Jesus. They tell.
Teacher, us guys like you do something for us, huh?
Jesus tell.
What you like?
They tell.
When you come king, gonna be awesome, huh? We like you let us sit by you. One by the left side and the other by the right side.
Jesus tell.
You guys don't know what you stay asked for. You figure you guys can suffer just like how I gonna suffer. You figure you can handle the big trouble I gonna get.
They tell.
Shoot, us guys can handle.
He tell.
For sure you guys gonna suffer just like me. And you gonna handle all the trouble I gonna get. But for sit by my right side and by my left side Bumbai when I come king, that's not for me tell. My father, he the one that can tell that. And he already stay make the special places ready for the people that's supposed to sit over there.
When the other 10 guys hear that, they come all hoo-hoo with James and John. Jesus tell.
Hey, all you guys, go come over here. You know, the leaders for the peoples that don't know God, they get any kind power over their people. Their main guys get the rights for tell the people what for do. But you guys, no gonna be like that with you. With you guys, whoever like be the leader guy, he gotta be the helper guy first. With you guys, whoever like be the number one guy, he gotta do what you guys tell him for do. Me, the for real kind guy, I never come for people take care of me. I ain't come for take care of them. I ain't come for give up my life and mock it. That's how I cut loose plenty of people from the power of bad kind stuff get over them.
They go Jericho town. When they go away from the town, get plenty people with them. Bartimaeus, one blind guy, stay seat by the roadside and beg. He Timaeus boy. He hear that Jesus from Nazareth stay pass by, and he start for yell.
Hey Jesus, you the guy that's supposed to show up from King David Ohana. Try pity me.
Had plenty people over there that scold him and tell him for shut his mouth, but he yell even more loud.
Hey, boss, you the guy from King David Ohana. Try pity me.
Jesus stop and tell.
Tell him for calm.
So they called a blind guy and tell him.
Hey, be happy.
Get up! He tell you for come.
He jump up and throw down his coat and go by Jesus. Jesus tell,
what you like me do for you?
The blind guy tell,
teacher, I like see.
Jesus tell him,
Helion, you entrust me. That's why you come good already.
Right then and there, he see, and he go with Jesus on the road. Mark chapter 11. Then Jesus them come near Jerusalem, and come by Bethpage and Bethany, on top the olive ridge. Jesus send two guys his to teach. He tell them,
you guys see that small town over there? Go inside there, and you're going to find one young donkey that's they tie up. Nobody ride on him yet. Hem with a rope from the post and bring him over here. If somebody tell you guys, hey, how can you guys do that? Tell them, the boss Jesus need him. Then he going to send somebody for bring him right back.
The guys go and find a young donkey outside in the street. He stay tie up by the door. So they hem with a rope from the post. Get some guys that stand around. And they tell,
hey, what you guys they doing? How come you hem with a rope from the post?
Jesus guys tell them just like Jesus went tell. Then the guys let them bring them. They bring the young donkey by Jesus. They throw their coats on top of him. And Jesus sit on top of him. Plenty people put their coats down on top the road too, just like for one king. Other guys cut branches from the palm trees in the fields and put them down on top the road for show respect for him. And plenty people stay walk in front and behind and yell,
"Hui! God gonna take us out of the bad kind stuff we stay in. God gonna do plenty good kind stuff for him. This the guy that come for the one in charge. God gonna do good kind stuff for us. He gonna give us a king, just like King David, our ancestor guy. God in the sky, he gonna take us out of the bad kind stuff we stay in."
Then Jesus go inside Jerusalem and go inside the open lanai for the temple. He look around at everything, but late already. That's why he go back Bethany with his 12 guys. The next day, when they go away from Bethany for go Jerusalem one more time, Jesus come real hungry. He spark one fig tree kind of far. They get leaves already. But not time yet for fruit. He go over there for check out if get early fruit. He come there and find only leaves. So he tell a fig tree,
nobody gonna eat fruit from you no more.
His guys hear what he went tell. They get to Jerusalem. Jesus go inside the open lanai for the temple. And he start to throw out all the guys that they buy and sell stuff over there. He hooli the tables where they sell the special kind temple money for give to the temple, and the benches for the guys that sell doves for make sacrifice. He no let nobody carry any kind stuff through the open lanai for the temple. He teach them,
the Bible tell, my temple could be one house for all the peoples all over the world for pray inside, but you guys they make a jelak one hangout for crooks.
But the main priest guys and the teachers that teach the rules from God hear that. They try figure out how for kill him. They scared of him, cause the things he teach blow the people mind. When the sun go down, Jesus them go outside the town. Early the next morning, they pass by the fig tree and see them all dry up from the root. Peter remember and tell Jesus,
hey, teacher, look the kind. You ain't put kahuna on the fig tree and now all dry up.
Jesus tell him,
gotta trust God. That's right. I tell you guys this too. You gonna tell this mountain over here, hey, get up. Go jump inside the ocean. If you trust God for make that happen, and don't trust him only a little bit same time, then gonna happen like that. That's why I tell you guys, when you pray, everything you tell God you like him for do, trust him just like you get him already, and that's what gonna happen. Every time you guys stand up and pray, if you hoo-hoo with somebody, you gotta let him go. If you do that, then your father that stay inside the sky, he gonna let you guys go too for all the bad kind stuff you guys been do. But what if you guys don't like let other people go and like stay hoo-hoo with them? Then your father in the sky, no way he gonna let you guys go. He gonna stay hoo-hoo because of all the bad kind stuff you guys been do.
Jesus then come back Jerusalem. He walk inside the open lanai for the temple, and the main priest guys, the teachers that teach the rules from God, and the older leader guys go by him. They tell him,
"Hey, what kind right you get for do this kind stuff? And who give you the right for do?"
Jesus tell him,
"I like ask you guys one question. You tell me, and then I tell you guys what right I get for do this kind stuff. The guy John, when he went baptized, where he went get the right? God in the sky, he give him the right? Or the people, they give him the right? Try tell me what you think."
They talk to each other, and they tell,
"If we tell him, God in the sky give him the right, he gonna tell, how come you guys never trust him then? But if we tell, the people give him the right, no way. You know this guy's scared what the people gonna do, because everybody figure that John went talk for God."
So they tell him,
"Hey, us don't know."
Then Jesus tell,
"Okay then, I'm not gonna tell you guys from where I get the right for do what I do."
Mark chapter 12. Jesus start for tell stories for teach people. He tell,
"One guy go plant one grape field. He make one fence around him and dig one puka inside the ground for squeeze the grapes. And he build one watchtower. Then he rent a grape farm to some farmer guys. Then he go far away. When time for harvest the grapes, the owner send one worker guy for get his share from the farmer guy's grapes. But the farmer guys grab the worker guy and boss him up and throw him outside with nothing. The boss send another worker guy. They boss up his head, and they no shame for make any kind to him. So he sent another worker guy, and they kill him. The owner sent plenty other guys. Some of them they boss up, but the others, they kill him. Still yet, had one guy there, but was the owner boy. He for real kind loved that boy. In the end, he sent him. He tell, hey, they gonna show respect for my boy. But when the farmer guys spark the boy, they tell each other, hey, this the guy gonna own the farm. Go come. We go kill him and take over the grape farm. So they grab the boy and kill him and throw him outside the grape field. Okay then, when the boss that owned the grape farm come, what do you guys figure he gonna do to them? He gonna kill the bad guys and then he gonna rent the farm to some other guys. Hey, you guys never read inside the Bible about the stone that's just like me. The Bible tell had one big stone. The builder guys think, poho, this stone junk, and they don't take him. But that stone, that's the corner block, the one make the building strong. The one in charge when do this, eh? And this awesome.
Then the main priest them, they think how they going boss Jesus, because they know he stay talk about them, but they scared the people, so they go away from him. Later, they send some Pharisee guys and some King Herod guys who try trick Jesus because of what he tell. They come and tell,
"Eh, teacher, we know you for real, no matter what the people figure or who them. And you tell the truth when you teach God way. So what? That's right for pay King Caesar the tax money or not?"
But Jesus know they tell one thing and think another. And he tell,
"How come you guys like trick me? Show me the kind coin for the tax for me look at them."
And they show him. He tell,
"Who this guy on top the coin? And what's his name?"
They tell,
"That's the king, Caesar."
And Jesus tell him,
"Okay then, give him to Caesar what his, and give to God what his."
When they hear that blow their mind. Then some Sadducee guys go by Jesus. This how they teach. If you make, you make. You're not going to come back alive one more time. So they tell him,
"Hey teacher, the guy Moses that went give us the rules from God, he tell, when a guy make and he no more kids, his brother gotta marry the widow for get kids for carry the name for the brother that we make. Had 7 brothers over here by us guys. The first one didn't marry one ohine, then he make, but never get kids. The next brother married a make brother widow. Then he make and never get kids. The same thing happened to the next brother. And this thing happened to all the 7 brothers. All them guys never get kids, nothing. And then after that, the wahine maki too. So, when the time come when all the people that went maki come back alive, who gonna be her husband? because they all ain't marry her.
Jesus tell them.
You guys all jam up, you know, because you guys don't know what the Bible tell from before time. That's why. And you guys don't know the power God get. When the people that mock it come back alive one more time, that time, they're not going to marry. They're going to be just like the angel messenger guys inside the sky. But the guys that went mock it, they're going to come back alive. You guys never read inside the Bible what Moses write about the bush that stay burned. God tell me, the God for Abraham and for Isaac and for Jacob. Him not the God for the mock it people. Him the God for the people to get one spirit inside them that stay alive. That's why you guys wrong.
One teacher that teach the rules from God stay standing there. He hear how they talk, and he know that Jesus will shut up the Sadducee guys. So he tell him,
hey, from all the rules God will give us, what the main rule?
Jesus tell him,
the main rule this, listen, all you Israel people, the one in charge, he our God, and he the one and only boss. Go all out for show love and aloha for the one in charge, your God, with everything inside, with how you feel, with how you think, and with all your power. And the next main rule, just like this one, get love and aloha for the other guy, just like you get love and aloha for you. No more another rule more important than these two rules.
The teacher that teach the rules from God, tell him,
hey, teacher, right on. That's right what you tell. God, he one God, and no more another God. Only get him. Us guys gotta go all out for show love and aloha for him with everything inside us, with how we think, and with all our power. And we gotta go all out for show love and aloha for other guys, just like we get love and aloha for us. That's more important than make the burn up kind of offering and the other sacrifices.
Jesus know that the guy think real good when he tell that. He tell him,
you stay near God, forget him for your king.
From that time, everybody scared for ask Jesus other stuff. Jesus stay teach inside the open lanai for the temple. He tell,
how come the teachers that teach the rules from God tell, the special guy God gonna send, he gonna come from King David Ohana? You know, God good and special spirit when tell David for tell this. The one in charge, he tell my boss, go come over here. Sit down. This the important place by my right side. Bombay, I'm going to make the people that go against you go down in front of you for show that you the winner over them. Kaden, David called God's special guy boss, huh? Then how he can be David boy same time?
All the people hear him and they feel good inside. When he's the teach, he tell,
watch out for the teachers that teach the rules from God. They like where rich kind closest. They like the people talk to them with respect inside the open market. They like sit in the main place in the Jew churches and in the bestest place at the luau's. They no more shame for trick the widows and take away their house. And same time, they pray and tell plenty stuff so nobody figure they stay rip off the widows. God gonna punish them more than the other people.
Jesus sit down the other side by the place where the people give money for the temple. He watched the people. Plenty rich guys throw in plenty money. Then one widow that no more nothing put in two small copper coins that make one penny. Jesus tell these guys for come. He tell,
that's good. And I like tell you guys this too. This widow that no more nothing when put in more plenty for the temple than all the other people. All the other people and give their money from the plenty money they get. But her no more nothing. And her will give everything her get for stay alive.
Mark chapter 13. Jesus go outside the open lanai for the temple, and one guy he say teach tell,
hey, teacher, check out these buildings, the big stone blocks. Awesome, man.
Jesus tell,
you see all these awesome buildings? Bombay, no gonna get one stone on top of the other over here. They're gonna throw them all down.
Bombay, Jesus go to Olive Ridge and sit down over there for see the temple, the other side of the valley. Peter, James, John, and Andrew come by him when no more other guys there. They tell him,
"What time all that kind of stuff going to happen? How we going to know when the time come?"
Jesus tell him,
"Watch out. No let nobody bull all you guys. Plenty guys going to show up and use my name. They're going to tell, hey, me, I that special Christ guy from God. And they're going to bull like plenty people like that. No come all shook up. You guys going here, they stay fight and get war all over the place. That gotta happen. But that no going to mean everything going to come pow yet. One country going to fight another country. One king going to fight another king. Plenty different places the ground going to shake hard plenty. Plenty people going to get nothing for eat. They're going to suffer plenty. But all that only for start. Watch out. They're going to bring you guys in front their leaders. They're going to punish you guys with whips inside the Jew churches. You guys going to stand in front of the governors and kings because you my guys. And you're going to tell them about me. But before this stuff happen, all the different peoples all over the world got to hear the good stuff from God. Every time they bust you guys and bring you in front of the judge, no worry what you're going to tell. Only tell what the Spirit tell you right then and there. That time going to be the good and special spirits they talk, not you. Brothers going to sell out their brothers for market, and the fathers going to sell out their kids. Kids going to fight their mother and father and set them up for market. Everybody going to hate you because you my guys. But whoever hang in there to the end, they're going to come out good. Something going to happen that God hate plenty. The bad thing going to stand where not supposed to. That thing so horrors going to make everybody beg from there. Whoever read this, they got to watch out. You know, when you guys see that happen, if you stay Judea side, run to the mountains. If you stay on top on house, they get flat roof. No go inside for take your stuffs with you. If you stay inside the fields, no go home for get your clothes. That time going to get hard time for the Hapai Wahinis and the mothers that stay breastfeed their babies. Go ask God for no let this stuff happen winter time. Because that time everybody going to suffer to the max. Never get nothing like that ever happened before. Not even from when God would make the world to now. And no going to get nothing like that ever going to happen one more time. If the one in charge don't make that time more short, nobody going to come out okay. But for help the people that the one in charge went pick, he going to make that big trouble time more short. That time, if somebody tell you guys, hey, look, Christ the special guy, God went saying, he stay over here, he stay over there. No go trust that kind guy. Going to get plenty fake kind guys that tell they Christ. And going to get plenty fake kind guys that tell they talk for God. They're going to do unreal and awesome stuff or try show proof that they for real. And they're going to even try boo light of people that God went pick, if can. Watch out there. Before all that happened, I still tell you guys everything now already. Right after that time for suffer, the sun going to come black, the moon no going to shine. The stars going to fall down from the sky, and all the spirits inside the sky they get power. They're going to come all hammer jang. Either for real kind guy, that time, the people going to see me come inside the clouds with all kind power, and I'm going to be awesome. Then I'm going to send my angel messenger guys for bring together all the people God would pick from all over the world, every place they get under the sky. Hey, you guys, try learn something from the fig tree. Every time the fig tree make new branch and get new leaves, you guys know that summertime stay calm. Same thing. When you guys see all this stuff happen, then you're going to know I stay calm and everything stay ready, just like I outside the door. That's right. And I like tell you guys this too. From the people that stay here right now, get guys that no go mock it before all this stuff going to happen. The sky and the world going to go away, but the things I tell no going to go away forever. Nobody know when all that going to happen, not even the day or the time. The angel messenger guys inside the sky, even them, they don't know. Even me, I got boy, and I don't know the time. Only my father know the time. So watch out, get ready, because you guys don't know what time the one in charge of you going to come back. Just like one guy go on one trip. Before he go, he tell his worker guys, go come and take care of my house. All them get something for do. He tell the security guard, get ready. You guys got to make like that. Get ready, because you guys don't know the time I going to come back. Maybe after the sun go down, or midnight, or real early in the morning when the rooster crow, or when the sun come up. If I come when you're not ready, you're not going to like if I find you guys stay sleeping, huh? I tell you guys and everybody this. Get ready and watch real good.
Mark, chapter 14. the special religious kind ceremony for the bread and the more yeast, the time when they don't put yeast inside the bread for make them come big. 2 days before the special religious kind ceremony and the Passover, the main priest guys and the teachers that teach the rules from God, they try for find one way for trick Jesus for boss him and kill him. They tell,
us guys no can do that when get the special religious kind ceremony. Cause for sure the people gonna make big noise and like fight.
Jesus was Simon house inside Bethany town. Simon, he one leper guy before time. When Jesus eat over there, had one wahine that bring one fancy alabesa rock kind bottle. Inside had the not kind fancy perfume that cost plenty. She put the perfume on top Jesus' head when he stay eating. Some guys there come all hoo-hoo and tell each other,
hey, how come she throw away the perfume like that? How come she never sell them for plenty money and give them to the people that no more nothing?
And they scold her. Jesus tell them,
hey, no give her a hard time. How come you guys bother her? She will do this for me with plenty aloha. Every time gonna get people that no more nothing stay with you guys, and you can help them whenever you like, but I'm not gonna stay with you guys every time. She will do what she can do. When she put this perfume on top of me before I mock it, this make me ready for when they gonna bury me. That's right. And I like tell you guys this too. Wherever my guys gonna teach the good kind stuff about me, all over the world, they gonna tell what this wahine went do. And the people no gonna forget her.
Judas Iscariot, he one of Jesus' 12 guys. He talked to the main priest guys for him set Jesus up for them guys. They hear that and they say good inside. They promise they gonna give Judas money. From that time, Judas look for one chance for set Jesus up. On the first day of the special religious kind ceremony when they make the bread that no more yeast, that's when the people kill the baby sheep for make the Passover sacrifice. Jesus guys go by him and tell,
will you like us make the stuff ready for you for eat the Passover kind food?
He sent two of his guys. He tell them,
go inside the town. One guy gonna come by you guys there. He carry a big water jug. Go with him. The guy gonna go inside on house. Tell the house owner, the teacher tell, where my special room stay for me eat the Passover food with my guys. The owner gonna show you guys on big room upstairs, all set up already. That's the place for you guys make the food ready for us.
The two guys go inside town and find everything just like Jesus went tell. They make the food ready for the Passover dinner. After the sun go down, Jesus come with his 12 guys. They stay eat and he tell,
I tell you guys for sure, one of you guys that stay eating with me gonna set me up.
They come real sad, and all them tell him,
boss, if for sure you no stay talking about me, eh?
Jesus tell,
one of you 12 guys that put his piece bread inside the same sauce with me, he the guy gonna set me up. I the for real kind guy. I gonna mock it just like the Bible gonna tell before time. But bombers, the guy that gonna set me up gonna get it. More better, he never went born.
They stay eating, and Jesus take one piece bread and tell God he get one good heart for give people food. He broke up the bread and give them to his guys. He tell them,
take this and eat them. This here, my body.
He pick up the special cup and tell God,
mahalo plenty.
And give them to his guys, and they all drink from them. He tell,
this here, my blood for make solid the new deal that God's they make. They're going to kill me, and my blood going to come out from my body, just like when they make one sacrifice. That going to happen for God help plenty people and him all their shame for all the bad kind stuff they do. That's right. And I tell you guys, after this, I no going to drink nothing from the grapevine one more time till the time come when we all stay together where God stay king. That time, I going to drink the new kind wine.
Then they sing one song for God and go over there by the olive ridge. Then Jesus tell them,
all you guys gonna come bum out because you no can handle the shame for what gonna happen to me because the Bible went out before time. I gonna kill the sheep guy and all his sheeps gonna run all over the place. But after I mock it, I gonna come back alive and then I gonna go Galilee side. Then you guys gonna go by me over there.
Then Peter tell,
hey, no way, boss. No matter all the other guys come bum out and like go away from you. Hey, no way I ever gonna do that.
Jesus tell him,
I tell you this for real kind. Before the rooster crowed a second time early today, 3 times you gonna tell that you don't know who me.
But Peter tell him,
no way, not even. No matter I gotta mock it with you, no way I gonna tell I don't know who you.
And all the other guys tell the same thing. Then Jesus them go to a place they call Gethsemane. He tell the guys,
sit down over here. I gonna go over there for prayer.
He take Peter, James, and John with him. He come real sore inside and pressure out. He tell him,
hey, you know, inside I stay real sad. Just like I go mock you. No go sleep. Stay over here with me.
He go short way from them and go down on top the ground and tell God,
if can, maybe I don't need suffer all the bad kind stuff that gonna happen to me.
Then he tell,
Daddy, you my father. You can do everything. Don't let me suffer like this. But whatever you like, that's okay. I do them the way you like do them.
He go back by his guys, and they stay sleeping. He tell Peter,
so what? Simon, how come you stay sleeping? You guys no can stay up with me for only 1 hour, or what? Hang in there and tell God for help you for no go do the bad kind stuff when you get chance for do them. Inside, you guys like do the right thing, but you guys no can do them because you guys no stay strong inside.
Then Jesus talked to God one more time and tell the same thing, just like before. He come back and his guys stay sleeping one more time because their eyes no can stay open. They never know what for tell him. He come back one more time and tell him,
so what? You guys still stay sleeping and resting. Enough already. Time already. I done for real kind guy, and now they gonna set me up for the bad guys grab me. Get up. We go by them now. The guy that went set me up stay here now already.
When Jesus still stay talking, Judas, one of his 12 guys come, had choked plenty people with him. They carry swords and clubs. The main priest guys, the teachers that teach the rules from God, and the older leaders, they're the guys that went sent him. Judas, the guy that went set him up, went tell the leaders before time.
The guy gonna kiss. That's the guy. Grab him and tell the police guys for take him.
Real fast, Judas go by Jesus and tell,
aloha, teacher.
And kiss him. Then the other guys come and grab Jesus and take him. One of Jesus' guys that stand there, grab his sword and whack one guy that worked for the main priest guy and cut off one of his ears. Jesus tell,
you guys figure I want crook or what? You guys figure you gotta come after me with swords and clubs for boss me? Hey, I was with you guys for teaching side to open the knife for the temple every day and you guys never boss me that time. But all this gotta happen. Just let the Bible tell from before time.
Then all Jesus' guys beg and no more nobody stay there by him. Had one young guy with one linen kind sheet wrap around him, and he go with Jesus. They grab him, and he drop the sheet and run away naked. Then they bring Jesus in front the main priest guy. Over there, all the main priest guys, the older leaders for the people, and the teacher guys that teach the rules from God, they all come together. Peter go where Jesus go, but he stay far. He go inside the open lanai and sit down over there with the police guys for get warm by the fire. The main priest guys and all the main leaders try find proof for show against Jesus for them kill him, but they never find nothing. Plenty people come and try bully about him, but they tell different stuff that no match up. Then some guys stand up and bully about Jesus. They tell,
us guys don't hear this bugger tell. I gonna broke down God temple that people in build. And then, 3 days after, I gonna build up another temple that people never make.
Still yet, what one guy tell no match up with what other guys tell. Then the main priest guy stand up in front them and tell Jesus,
hey, you don't hear what these guys tell about you? You not going to tell nothing or what?
But Jesus no talk. One more time the main priest guy tell him,
hey, you, tell us if you're the Christ guy that God's supposed to send. The one up there that we tell good stuff about. You his boy or what?
Jesus tell,
that's me. But by you guys gonna see me, the for real kind guy, stay sitting down on top the important place by God that get all the power, right there on his right side. And I'm going to come back on top the clouds in the sky.
Then the main priest guy rip the clothes he stay wear, for so that he figure Jesus talk bad about God. He tell,
"What you guys figure now? Not even plenty guys for tell what they went see and hear about him, eh? You guys went hear a bad kind of stuff he tell about God or what? What you guys figure?"
They all tell,
"He talk bad about God. He got a monkey."
Then some guy spit on top him, and they cover his eyes with one cloth and punch him and tell,
"Talk some more. If you ain't gotta talk for God, tell us guys who ain't hit you."
The police guys take him and whack him too. All this time, Peter stayed downstairs inside the open lanai. Had one girl there that worked for the main priest guy. She spot Peter stay sitting by the fire. She look him real good and tell,
"Hey, you was with Jesus too, huh? The bugger from Nazareth."
But Peter tell,
"No way. I don't know what you stay talking about."
Then he go over by the gate and the rooster crow. The worker girl see him out there and she tell the guys that she stand over there,
"Hey, this bugger, he one of them, you know."
But Peter tell one more time,
"Not."
Bumbai, the guys that stay stand near Peter tell,
"Yeah, you one of them guys too. You come from Galilee."
Then Peter swear plenty and tell,
"I like for God punish me if I don't tell you guys the truth. I don't know who you guys stay talking about."
Right then and there, the rooster crow one more time. Then Peter remember what Jesus went tell. Before the rooster crow the second time, 3 times you going tell, you don't know who me. And Peter broke down and cried real hard. Mark chapter 15. Early morning time, all the main priest guys, the older leaders for the people, the teachers that teach the rules from God, and all the main leaders go figure out what to do about Jesus. So they tie him up, take him away, and give him to Pilate, the governor. Pilate tell Jesus,
"Hey, you the king for the Jews or what?
Jesus tell him,
"You the one went told that."
The main priest guys point finger Jesus plenty and tell he went do plenty bad kind stuff. That's why Pilate tell him one more time,
"You no going tell nothing or what? You no hear all the stuff they tell about you."
And still yet, Jesus never tell nothing. So Pilate try for figure out this guy. Governor Pilate, he let one prisoner guy go every year at the Passover religious kind ceremony. Any guy that people pick, Pilate let him go. And one guy, Barabbas, that stay inside the prison with all the other terrorist guys that went kill people when they beef the Rome army guys. All the people come by Pilate and tell him,
"Hey, you gonna do just like you do every time for the Passover."
Pilate tell the people,
"You guys like for me let go the king for the Jews."
Pilate know that the main priest guys went give Jesus to him because they real mad at Jesus because everybody listen him and not them. But the main priest guys pressure the people for tell this,
"We like Barabbas. Kill Jesus already."
The governor Pilate tell them one more time,
"Then what are you going to do with Jesus, the guy you guys called a king for the Jews?"
They yell,
"Kill the bugger on top one cross."
But Pilate tell,
"How come? What kind bad thing he went do?"
But they yell more loud,
"Kill the bugger on top one cross."
Pilate like make the people stay good inside. That's why he let Barabbas go for them. He tell the army guys for whip Jesus and then kill him on top one cross. Then the army guys take Jesus inside the palace. That's the Rome army headquarters. And they tell all the other army guys to come by them. They put one long red king kind robe on top him. They make one crown from thorns and put them on top his head. Then they tell,
"Oh, check him out, the king for the Jews."
And they whack him on top his head with one bamboo and spit on top him. They go down in front of him, just like they stay show respect for him. When they pal make fun of him, They take off the red robe and put his clothes back on top of him. Then they take him outside for killing on top one cross. And one guy, Simon from Cyrene town, Alexander and Rufus, Simon their father, he say come inside Jerusalem. So the army guys tell him he gotta carry Jesus' cross. They bring Jesus to the place they call Golgotha. That mean the skull place. They try give him wine with bitter stuff inside, but he don't like. They hang him on top the cross with nails, and then they throw dice for see what guy gonna get what clothes from Jesus. They hang him on top the cross about 9 o'clock in the morning. They make one sign for tell everybody what he went do wrong. The sign tell the king for the Jews. They hang two crooks on top two crosses near him, one on the right side and the other one on the left side. Just like the Bible tell from before time. They will make him just like one crook. Had some people there that shake their finger at him and tell.
Oh, shame you. You and tell you gonna broke down a temple and gonna beat him up one more time in 3 days. That's why us guys like see you get out of this. Try come down from the cross now.
Just like the other guys, the main priest guys, and the teachers that teach the rules from God make fun of him too. They tell each other.
You can get the other people out of the stuff they stay in. But he no can get out of this. If you're the Christ guy, the special guy God went send, the king for us Israel people, get him. Good for him come down from the cross now. Then us going come sure that what he tell stay for all kind.
And the crooks that stay hang there near him on top the other crosses, they talk any kind to him too. Noontime get real dark all over the place for 3 hours. 3 o'clock, Jesus yell real loud.
Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani.
Aramaic language, that mean, my God, how come you beg from me? Some other guys that stay over there hear him, and they tell,
hey, he stay call Elijah.
One guy run and put one sponge inside a sour wine, and put him on top one bamboo, and try give him to Jesus for drink. He tell,
"Chow, wait, we will see if Elijah gonna come for get him out of this."
Then Jesus yell one more time real loud, and then he let go his spirit. Right then and there, the big curtain inside the temple broke in two from the top to the bottom. The captain for the army guys stay standing in front of Jesus, hear him yell, and see how he mocky. He tell,
"As for real kind, this was God, boy."
Yet some wahinis, they standing far for watch everything that happened. Had Mary from Magdala. Another Mary, they get two boys, the younger James and Joseph and Salome. Before time, they go with Jesus from Galilee side for take care of him. Had plenty other wahinis that come with him to Jerusalem. They stay standing there too. Was a day for make everything ready for the rest day before the sun go down. Had one guy, Joseph from Arimathea, from the main leaders. Everybody get respect for him. He stay wait for God come the king on top the earth too. He no scared. He go tell Pilate if can take Jesus' body. Pilate tell,
"Wow, never know he mucky already."
So he tell the captain for come and tell him if Jesus mucky for sure. The captain tell him that Jesus mucky already. So Pilate tell his guys for give the body to Joseph. Joseph buy some linen cloth, take down the body, wrap him inside the cloth, and put him inside one tomb that was already cut inside the rock. Then they push one big rock in front of the hole for close him. Mary from Magdala and Mary, Joseph's mother, they see him put him over there. Mark chapter 16. After the rest day pow, Mary from Magdala, James' mother Mary, and Salome, they buy perfume for put them on top Jesus' body. Was the first day in the week. Only get little bit light inside the sky. And they go to the tomb. They tell each other,
"Eh, who going push the big stone away from the opening part in the tomb for us?"
But when they look up, They see that somebody went push the big stone away already. They go inside. They spot one young guy with one long white robe on. He stay sitting on the right side, and they real scared. He tell them,
"Hey, no scared. I know you guys still looking for Jesus, the guy from Nazareth, eh? The one they went kill on top of the cross. Hey, he come back alive already. He'll stay here. Look, this is the place where they put his body. Then, go tell these guys and Peter, Jesus gonna go Galilee side before you guys go there. That's the place where you guys gonna see him, just like he would tell you guys."
The wahine stay shaking, and their jaws drop, and they run away from the tomb. They don't tell nothing to nobody, cause they're real scared. After get light the first day in the week, when Jesus come back alive, he show up first by Mary from Magdala. Her the one before time, Jesus will make 7 bad kind spirits no bother her no more. So she go tell the people that was with Jesus before time. They stay sad and crying. When they hear that Jesus stay alive and that Mary went see him, they don't think what she tells they for real kind. After that, Jesus show up by 2 of his guys that stay walking in the countryside. And he look different. The 2 guys go back and tell the other brothers and sisters. But still yet, the other people no think as for real kind what the guys tell them. Later, Jesus show up by his 11 guys when they stay eating. He scold them, cause they never trust what the others tell and they real hard head. They don't like think as for real kind what the other people tell, the ones that went see him after he come back alive. Then he tell them,
"Go all over the world and teach the good stuff about me to everybody in the world. Whoever trusts the good stuff about me and get baptized, God gonna take them out of the bad kind stuff they do. But whoever no trust that, God gonna tell they gotta take the blame for all the bad kind stuff they went do. The people that trust me, they gonna do awesome stuff, cause they're my guys. They gonna use my power for make the bad kind spirits no bother the people no more. They gonna talk different kind languages. They even gonna pick up snakes with their hands. If they drink poison, no gonna hurt them. They gonna put their hands on top of the sick people, and the sick people gonna come good."
After Jesus, the one in charge, Paul talked to them, God take him up inside the sky, and he sit down in the most important place by God's right side. Then all his guys go all over the place and teach, and the one in charge work with them, and say do awesome kind stuff for show that what he tell stay for real.